This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and this week we are coming to you from the Theater at Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Now, please welcome our special guests from the movie Independence Day Resurgence, Jeff Goldblum and Micah Monroe. I loved you in so many things. I loved you in Wes Anderson's The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Thank you, Ophira. I was very lucky to be in those movies. Wes Anderson is fantastic.
And I watched an interview where you said, working on that movie, you gave it a rating of 10 Goldblums out of 10 Goldblums. And I'm just wondering, how does the Goldblum rating system work?
It's from my gizzard. It's from my gut. This interview already has 10 out of a possible 10
Goldblums. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you just had a child, I think, 4 months ago, Lucas. I had a baby 10 months ago on Independence Day, on the 4th of July. Thank you. You didn't know that? Yeah, his name is Charlie Ocean. He's at home right now.
And, that wasn't a publicity stunt for the movie, though.
No,
that was just...
it certainly was. It happened very naturally. Yeah, I know. And it was the due date, and she had it on the due
date. She's a perfectionist.
Yeah, she did okay. Yeah. She's a gymnast. She's from Canada, and I know you're from Canada.
I am from Canada.
How about that? I love those Canadians. Yeah. They're really good. But how are you doing at 4 months? I know the whole thing so far. Just my first and your first.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind.
You are?
Yeah.
He was sleeping through the night. I don't want to brag, but I think we're lucky. At 4 months, he was sleeping all through the night.
Okay, Lucas is teaching CrossFit, okay? Micah Monroe, not a lot of actors get their start as a professional kite boarder.
Yes.
What is kite boarding? I don't even know what that is.
Have you seen wakeboarding? Yes. Okay, so very similar to that, but instead of getting pulled by a boat, it's a kite, and so you have to control the kite. You can get super big air and tricks.
Okay, so how did you get into kite boarding?
My dad taught me. My dad's actually here tonight, which is very sweet.
Yeah.
So my dad started when I was about 11 years old, and I kept telling him, I'm like, I want to learn, because no other girls were doing it at the time as well. So I was like, I want to be the badass chick out there. And so finally at 13, he taught me, and after school every day, he'd pick me up and we'd go to the beach. Yeah, slowly progressed, and we started taking trips everywhere, and it was very cool.
How do you go from professional competitive kite boarder to an acting career?
I don't know how. I was living in the Dominican Republic, training, and when I was leaving, I said, look, I'll send in audition tapes for movies that I really like or projects that I want to do, but besides that, my focus is on kiteboarding, and that's what I want to do. So I sent it in, and then the director happened to see it, and I mean, just by chance, ended up booking it. It was with Dennis Quaid and Zac Efron, Ramin Barani, the director of it. It was just kind of changed my life forever, so it was very
cool. So right then, you put something on tape, sent it away.
I mean, it was, like 2-3 weeks. Took time.
Yeah, sure.
Time.
2-3 weeks. Took time. Some of us translate that into like 30 years, but I...
Yes.
So was your first audition, did you need commercial auditions or anything like that?
Yeah.
Like for what?
Pizza Hut.
Was it your first audition?
I don't know if it was my first.
But it was right in the beginning.
It was in the beginning, and then, I booked a Purina dog food.
Listen. Did you have to eat the product in... Pizza Hut and Purina.
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
I don't know if this is too much information, but they had a spit bucket.
Oh yeah.
Next to me, so you spit it, you chew, and you.
Yep.
Spit it out.
Oh yeah, that's
the good stuff.
Really appetizing moment for the next bite. All right, let's talk about the movie Independence Day Resurgence. The aliens are back.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Goldblum, you were reprising your role as David Levinson, the scientist who figured out how to beat the aliens in the first Independence Day. Now, you've played a lot of roles with aliens.
Some, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You've even been an alien in Earth Girls Are Easy. Now, did that... being cast as an alien, has that informed you at all how to kill aliens in the future movies?
That's a good question.
Did you
figure out their weakness?
Very good question. No.
In the trailer, you say the aliens always like to get the landmarks.
Yeah.
Why do aliens always go after monuments?
Well, the first time, I think they were 20 years ago, They destroyed the White House.
Yeah.
And I think they must have known something about the leadership, right? And, well, I don't mean any particular leadership,
sure, no.
But I mean, you know, and how they would get to us, you know, and all that. In this, I don't want to give anything away.
No, please.
But it's alluded to visually and textually in the trailer. So the new ones come down in a ship that's, you know, the last ones were as big as, you know, a city. This one, it's much, much bigger. There's one that comes down. Yes, if you didn't gather it from the trailer, if you've seen that, it's the size of, should I say, the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
And as it's coming to do its dirty business, I won't give that away exactly, it, as I say in the trailer, it has its own gravity. So whole cities on its wet journey get sucked up off of their roots, their foundations, lifted up, floated up with the har-har, screaming billions of people in them, har-horribly, and then, what I say in the trailer, what goes up must come down, they fall on
must
other
come
cities.
Down. Yep.
It's a spectacle palooza of destruction that only Roland Emmerich could give us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Micah, you star with Jeff Goldblum in Independence Day as the president's daughter. You were the next generation.
Sure am.
Now, you were, what, 3 years old?
I was two.
You were two?
Yes.
When Independence Day came
sure
out.
Sure was.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
You've not seen the movie?
I'm joking. Are you kidding me? Of course I've seen it. I've seen it like at least maybe 15 to 17 times.
15 to 17
it's
times.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. So, Jeff, 20 years later, when you walked on set this time, what was different about it?
It was bigger. I think the budget and the scope of the first one was not as, let alone the alien ships, was not as big as this one. So we were in Albuquerque and we had five or six sound stages, and you went on and you saw sets that were built that looked like, you know, big, you know.
Big stuff.
So that you actually
big.
Have sets being built.
Yeah, you had sets, and then we had all these, you know, special effects and green screen stuff and ways of cluing us in on what they would finally look like that were a little more advanced, and those were you know, more spectacular. But same director, Roland Emmerich, you know, much more in his period of mastery now. Some of the returning cast was the same. Judd Hirsch plays my father. He's back delightfully. I love him. And Bill Pullman, who plays the ex-president now in a very interesting way, is back. And many two other people, too numerous to mention, but, you know, like that.
So a lot of special effects are added afterwards. So does it actually force you to be a better actor because it's kind of closer to theater?
I would absolutely say so, yeah.
Yes, you have to use your imagination.
Yeah.
It's not like The Revenant or something, I imagine, where you're in actual, you know, horrible
all, yeah.
things. And go, yeah, it's made up, and you're pretending. You're on the moon, but you're not.
Right.
And you're seeing aliens, but you're not.
But you're not.
You got to pretend.
So what is standing in for the alien?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We had the writers would talk over
the
microphones.
The writers.
They would talk and describe what we were seeing.
The writers would stand there for you. No.
But there's a scene not unlike the one in the first one where an alien has got somebody and they're channeling their voice and thoughts through that person. And so they had an eye line where you could see what they were going to put in. But then they had a tentacle or two.
Just one tentacle.
A tentacle. Wrapping around with a puppet guy, you know, making
oh, so gross.
Creepy things
it sounds
like that.
So fun.
It's fun.
Excellent. Well, I am so looking forward to seeing this masterpiece with the two of you. But right now, speaking of masterpieces, Jeff Goldblum, Micah Monroe, are you ready for your Ask Me Another challenge?
Oh, goodness. I'm scared.
Yes, you would.
Yes.
Very much.
Let's bring back our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and house musician, Jonathan Colton. So the original Independence Day has one of the best inspirational movie speeches ever, delivered by President Bill Pullman.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Very stirring. Ophira and I are going to read you our version of that speech.
Oh, goodness.
Which we've rewritten to be about other holidays.
Suck us.
don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
Just buzz in when you know which holiday we're speaking about, and bonus points if you answer in the style of Bill Pullman. Today we celebrate our Independence Day. But of course you would replace Independence Day with the correct answer.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Let's give it a shot.
It's going to be great.
Good morning. In less than an hour, bouquets from sustainably sourced florists will join heart-shaped fair trade chocolate boxes from around the world. And you will be hugging the largest teddy bear in the history of mankind. Micah.
Today, we celebrate our Valentine's Day.
Yes!
Mangrove. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. Deciduous, evergreen. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We must be united on the last Friday in April in our common interest in planting trees. Oh, it's Micah.
Today, we celebrate our Arbor Day.
Absolutely.
I bow to you. I sit at your feet. I wouldn't have known that in a million years. How do you know that?
I went to school. I don't know.
Ay, ay, ay.
I think maybe you'll know this one. Let's see. Perhaps it is fate that today is the 14th of June, and you will once again be flying that piece of cloth, perhaps not really designed by Betsy Ross, but by any number of Philadelphian banner makers. Jeff.
Today we celebrate our Flag Day.
Yes!
I tell you, I was not sure of the answer until I started to speak. I was thinking out loud.
We're fighting for our right to cram into malls for mediocre deals. To buy Christmas and Hanukkah presents way too early. Micah.
Today we celebrate our Black Friday Day.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I know that one.
And should we win the day, the 17th of March will no longer be known as an Irish holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice, we will go decorate with four-leaf clovers. We will wake up with massive hangovers.
Today we celebrate our St. Patrick's Day.
Yes!
Thank you, guys.
You make a boat.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
There's one more.
There's one more.
Okay this is it. I think
this is it.
If my count is right, I'm ahead by two. Is that correct?
We're going to brunch on. We're going to hug our moms. Jeff.
What is there? Today we celebrate our Mother's Day.
That's right.
Victory dances all round. Puzzlegur Archung, how did our special guest do?
Technically, Micah won, but really we're all winners, so you're both going to get Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
Congratulations. Independence Day Resurgence comes out June 24th. Let's hear it one more time for Jeff Goldblum and Micah Monroe.
I hate California. There's something out there I just don't get. I don't blame the Beach Boys. I don't blame Hollywood. I don't blame L.A., though I probably should. I don't blame the sky for its careless shade of blue. Lord knows I don't blame you. Lord knows. I hate California.
Jonathan Colton.